Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Romans, the Obedience of Faith. Often people say, we are not saved by obedience. It is true that we are not saved by the obedience of works. True, true, true. However, we are saved by the obedience of faith. A key theme in the book of Romans is the gospel of God. Romans comes with two bookends emphasizing the obedience of faith. Romans 1:5, through him, Paul speaking, through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. And then at the end of the book, in Romans 16:25 and 26, now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest by the prophetic scriptures, made known to all nations according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. Romans shows we are not saved by the obedience of works, but we are saved by the obedience of faith. In the prologue of the book, Romans 1:1-17, Paul emphasizes that the gospel is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. In Romans 4, Paul emphasized that we are saved by faith alone, as exemplified in Abraham. In Romans 3:21-5:21, we have the emphasis on justification by grace through faith. Romans 5:1 says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In saving faith, we embrace our Lord Jesus Christ. However, Paul also emphasizes that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, saying, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans 5:8-9. We are justified by the blood of Christ, and we are justified by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Both are true, as seen in Romans 5:1-9. We're justified by the blood of Christ, and we're justified by faith. Christ procured our salvation by his blood, but we personally appropriate it by faith. In Romans 10:9-10, Paul emphasizes we are saved by faith. But it must be from the heart. Paul here emphasizes believing in the heart and confessing with the mouth. The mouth tells on the heart, but the essential issue is the heart. Confession of Jesus as Lord is connected with believing in the heart that God raised him from the dead. The resurrection is proof of who Jesus is as Lord, Romans 1:4, and a saving faith believes it from the heart. It is personal, in that true faith in the heart calls on Jesus as Lord. Paul makes the statement universal, saying, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10:13. This is a quote from Joel 2:32 and applies to whoever. Whoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. As Paul emphasizes, there is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him, Romans 10:12. Thus, Romans emphasizes we are justified by faith alone, but it must be the right kind of faith. A true saving faith is from the heart, and in obedience calls on Jesus as Lord. It calls on Jesus as Lord for salvation, showing it recognizes him as personal Lord and Savior. Romans 6:17. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. Romans 15:18-19. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed to make the Gentiles obedient in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.